Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to come from 2 Corinthians chapter 7, and I'll pick up in verse 8. For even if I made you grieve with my letter, I do not regret it, though I did regret it, for I see that letter grieved you, though only for a while. As it is, I rejoice, not because you were grieved, but because you were grieved into repenting. For you felt a godly grief, so that you suffered no loss through it. For godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation without regret, whereas worldly grief produces death. For see what earnestness this godly grief has produced in you, but also what eagerness to clear yourselves, what indignation, what fear, what longing, what zeal, what punishment. At every point you have proved yourselves innocent in the matter. It would be no stretch today to say that our society, our culture, our institutions are so much more welcoming and encouraging and really knowledgeable about what we might call mental health. And I sometimes wonder, before we had all this psychiatry, psychology, whatever else may be, how did people live? How did people get on with addictions and personality disorders and things like that? But in here, we see something about a 2,000-year-old, Holy Spirit-inspired way of talking about what we might call guilt and shame. And this is something that people struggle with a lot today, that they carry, that leads to really unhealthy thought patterns and life patterns and behaviors. People carrying shame, people carrying guilt. And in this passage, I think we see these things discussed, though maybe not using the language. Paul talks about grief, godly grief and ungodly grief. So ungodly grief or worldly grief produces death. And this is something that counselors would tell you. People who are burdened by shame and horrible self-image often lead to really unhealthy life patterns. I've heard it described this way, the difference between guilt and shame. Guilt says that I have done bad. Shame says that I am bad. And shame is often a very important and large ingredient in addiction patterns. That someone feels great shame, and then they treat it with something like alcohol or pornography or whatever the case may be, which only makes them feel more shameful. It's this shame spiral. And shame, we might call worldly grief, and it produces death, and it, quite literally in some instances. But godly grief is something different. We might call that guilt. And Paul says here in this letter that it produces repentance that leads to salvation without regret. I've said many times that the best sermons produce in me this odd combination of encouragement and conviction at the same time. One of my favorite pastors, I used to listen to a lot of his podcasts, Tim Keller. I always walked away with both of those feelings. On one hand, I was like, I do that. On the other hand, when you feel godly conviction, there's also godly promises, godly prescriptions, godly ways that we can live in response to recognizing, okay, I am susceptible to that kind of thought pattern or life pattern or behavior, and I've never seen it that way before. But when the Holy Spirit convicts, when the Holy Spirit brings grief, which may for the moment bring pain, then we have an opportunity to say, and I need to change. And these are some of the qualities that Paul lauds in the Corinthians when they were grieved by his letter. What indignation, what fear, what longing, what zeal. So there's zeal, there's an energy in saying, we can't live this way anymore. We need to move in a better direction. This is very often some of the ways that God works. It's been said that God whispers through good times and he shouts through the bad times. Sometimes he gets our attention by bringing some godly grief. There's a book called, and I've not read it, but I understand the concept, When Helping Hurts. Sometimes we try to rush in and remove some of the godly grief that God might be bringing by trying to fix that problem for someone, when really what God might be doing is bringing them low so that he might lift them up in his way. See, none of this mental health or shame or any of this catches God off guard. He made humans. He made our brains. He made our emotions. He made the way that we work. And he understands these concepts well. So if you're carrying shame with you today that I am bad, there's no way I'm going to get better, that kind of thinking, Scripture tells us, leads to death. And so we want to surrender that. Maybe talk to someone, a pastor, a counselor, a close friend. That is not helpful. But the kind of grief that says, I've done poorly, but maybe I can do better with God's help. This is godly grief. So we need to pray for those moments. Those are the moments when God is going to grow us. He's going to stretch us. He's going to draw us closer to himself, which will only lead to peace, hope, life, and joy. So, Lord, we thank you for this passage of Scripture and that talks to us about our inner life. You know, again, you created our inner life. And so help us to submit that to you. You know, we ride the waves, our ups and downs, like David in the book of Psalms. Help us to do it in your presence. Help us to do it with close friends and those who can give us perspective when we are carrying shame, when we are carrying some godly grief that we might use to change the way that you want us to live. We thank you for it. We thank you for your word. Help us to submit our life to it, that we might walk closer with you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.